Shalom to all. Today's office in Shalom Tanis Avdalit, and we are starting Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom line with the words Bon Kumai, and today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas, Marshmim Sarabas Biakamaisha, Hernish, Amash should have an Aliyah. So we're discussing Astira in Shitas Rabbi Yudah himself. In the beginning of Mishnah, it said that we're going to say Mashruach until the beginning of Pesach, and in the beginning of Pesach, we're already going to stop and start saying Marid Atal, whereas at the end of Mishnah, he said that we say it all the way through Pesach, clear Sira. So the first answer was that one is Rabbi Yudah B'Shem himself, and the other is Rabbi Yudah B'Shem, Rabbi Yudah and B'Seira. Now, second suggestion, Bon Kumai, they asked in front of him, this is Yechon's Talmidim asking him, oi neighbor, maybe we could say that Kan Lahazkir, Kan Lashayla. Over here is mentioning, over here is asking. I mean, when we're talking about mentioning rain, namely saying Mashiv Ruach, that stopped the first day of Pesach. Whereas in the Seif of the Mishnah, when he says that we say it all the way through the end of Pesach, that's referring to asking for rain, namely the same Talumatar is going to be said all the way until the end of Pesach. In other words, we stop saying Mashiv Ruach earlier than we stop saying the same Talumatar. However, Dalar went off on top Armelin, he told them that can't be Halacha, Makam Shemaskirim Shailin. The rule is that whenever we mention it, we also ask for it. So the same Talmudar and Mashiv Ruach are always together. We don't stop one before the other. And how do we know this? Am Rabbi Yisrael Ruchanina Bar Achad Rabbi Shaya, Rabbi Yisrael Ruchananya, the son of the brother Rabbi Shaya. Now you're had to remember, Kadavinan Kaiman Kumichanusid Rabbi Shaya Chavivach, when we were standing in front of the store of Rabbi Shaya, your uncle, of Rabbi Zera, passed by, Ushalimle, and we asked him if these are two separate things, Mashiv Ruach and Marid Geshem, and do they always have to be together, or could they be said separately? Meaning, could we stop one before the other? And Amar had said, I am still wondering about this myself. I don't have a clear answer. And then of Rabbi Yosef Shalom Le, Rabbi Yosef passed by, we asked him, and Amar, he also said, I also am still wondering about it. But if Seif had to end, you pressured him, you pushed him, of Amar, and he finally said, they're not different. Halacha, the rule is, then whenever we mention it, it's also when we ask, namely, Mashiv Ruach and Mesein Talmatar are together. We don't stop saying them differently. And also, Rabbi Chiya Barba, also Min Tsar, he came from Tsar, and Amar Min Shmeid, Rabbi Yechanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that Halacha, Makam Shemaz Kirim Shailin, in Rav Achadarsh, Beis Menjasha, Rav Achadarsh, and Beis Medjash, and Rav Yirmi Darsh, Bekinesh, and Dikbuli, he dashed the Beis Medjash of Buli, Halacha, Makam Shemaz Kirim Shailin, that whenever we mention, we say Mashiv Ruach, that's when we ask, saying Talmatar, and it's not two separate, not connected things. Ask the Gemara Batanin, we have a Mishnah, which we're going to see in just a moment, Bishlash Mar Cheshvan, Shan Sag Shamim, that on the third of Mar Cheshvan, that's when we ask for rain, as we see that clearly, Mashiv Ruach and Mesein Talmatar are two separate things, because we're going to start saying Mashiv Ruach on Shmini Atzeres, we're only going to start saying Mesein Talmatar on third Mar Cheshvan, which is 11 days afterwards. So clearly they're not connected. So Tarch Mar Chiya, he answers, Bishas HaMikdashani, at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that's different. That's because people were early regal, they came to the Beis HaMikdash from all places. We need to give them ample time to be able to get to the furthest border of Eretz Yisrael, which takes about 2 weeks, and only then we want to ask for rain, because if we start asking for rain beforehand, we're afraid they're going to get stuck on the roads in a downpour, in mud and whatnot. Therefore, only at times of Beis HaMikdash is different. But after Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Mashiv Ruach and Mesein Talmatar go together. Now, even though we know in practice, in actual halacha, we do not hold like this, is at least what the Yerushalmi is saying. I think we're going to continue. We have Brisa Amar Yudah Rida says, Lefisha Ba'ol Mazat, Tvua Ois L'Shish Chadashim, since in this world, meaning nowadays, it takes 6 months for grain to grow, Va'ilan Ois L'Shnemasar Chadash, and a tree, it takes it 12 full months to bear fruit. So it takes half the amount of time for grain to grow than for fruit to grow. I'll also love it, but in the future, it's going to be different. Hatvua Ois L'Chadash Echad, grain is going to grow in 1 month, Va'ilan Ois L'Shne Chadashim, this means the fruit of the tree is going to grow once every 2 months, which is double the amount of time. Matam, what's the right for this? What does the Pasuk say? L'chadash of Yivaker, by its months, it's going to be Mavaker. It's going to grow a new crop, and months is double. And this Pasuk is referring to trees. It means that trees are going to grow new fruit every 2 months, and therefore, Tavua, grain, which is only half the time, is going to be once a month. We're going to have a brand new crop. Now, Rabbi Yisrael says differently. Since in this world, we see the grain is half the amount of time of fruit, Abel also love it. But in the future, grain is going to grow in 15 days. And a tree is going to grow fruit every single month. Where do we get this from? Because we find in the days of Yoel Hanavi, the grain grew in 15 days and the carbon was actually brought from it. And therefore, if grain is going to grow in 15 days, that means fruit is going to grow in double the time, which is a month. And Matan, what's the source for this? So Pasuk Navi Yoel tells us, and that's the key that Hashem caused it to rain for you, both the Myra and the Malkush, the early and the late rain, Barishain, in the first month in Nisan, and only took 15 days for the Imra to grow. That's a whole story over there. And so we see from there once again, if grain grows in 15 days, fruit from the tree is going to grow in a full month. So I would just clarify, Mamakai Rabbi Yosef, Tam Rabbi Yudal Chadashi Vaker, so Rabbi Yosef, do the Rabbi Yudal Pasuk of Chadashi Vaker, which is referring to fruit, and that's Mashma, that it takes 2 months for fruit to grow, not 1 month. And so he explains, B'chol Chodesh V'chodesh, Yehim Vaker, when it says l'chadashav, that doesn't mean every 2 months. It means every single month there's going to be a new yield of fruit, and that's what it's referring to. And continue to discuss rain. The Mishnah tells us b'shalish mar cheshvan shalish hagashamim. On the third mar cheshvan, we start asking for rain. Rosh Gamliel Amar, he says b'shevabai. On the seventh mar cheshvan, that's chamisha asar yom achar chag, 15 days after Sukkot. And why is that? Kedei she'agio achron shebisrael on har pras, so that the last yid is able to reach Nahar Pras, which is the Euphrates River. That's what we just explained before. We want to give them ample time to be able to get to the furthest border of Eretz Yisrael before it starts raining, so they don't get stuck. The Gemara tells us Masnisa d'Rameir, our Mishnah is Rameir. Why is that? The Tani Viva Braisa, Ezu Zmanash Revia. What's the time of the Revia, which is another word for rain, meaning when's the time of the first rainfall? So Rameir says Habachira Bishloisha, the first or the earliest is the third of Mar Cheshvan, which is the Tanakam of our Mishnah, Behabeinus B'Shiva, and the average, meaning the middle one, is on the seventh of Mar Cheshvan, and Bafela, the late rain, is B'Shiva Asar, that's the 17th of Cheshvan. Now Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says Habachira B'Shiva, the first one is on the 7th of Cheshvan, Rabbeinus B'Shiva Asar, and the second one is on the 17th, Vafela, and the late one is B'Asim Shleisha on the 23rd. Now Rabbi Yaisa, here's the third opinion, Habachira B'Shiva Asar, the first one is on the 17th of Cheshvan, Rabbeinus B'Asim Shleisha, the middle one is on the 23rd, Vafela B'Shleishim Yoim, and the late one is on the 30th day, which is basically Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Why is that? Shekim Etzinu She'en Echil Maschil Masanois El Rosh Chodesh Kislev, because we find, as we're going to see later on in the Masechta, that individuals aren't going to start fasting for a lack of rainfall except for on Chodesh Kislev. In other words, if it hasn't rained yet by then, so then the individuals, the special people, they're going to fast, and so we'll clearly see that that would be the last rainfall. Bottom line, as we see from here, the Tanakam of our Mishnah is Rav Meir. The Mark Deus Amar of Abba Mari, Achad Rav Yesi, Rav Mari, the brother of Rav Yesi said, HaKol Madim Shiva Asar, everyone agrees that the 17th of Cheshvan is the time for rain to fall. That's the last one of Rav Meir, the middle one of Rav Yehuda, and the first one of Rav Yesi, but they all agree that this is an important time. And why would that be? Shuzman Kima Lishgaya, this is the time that Kima, which is a constellation, it's a machlok is which constellation it is and where it's found, but that's the time that this constellation sets during the day. In other words, it's below the horizon at the beginning of the day, and we see that this signifies rainfall, Shabbat Yard Mabul Olam, that's actually when the Mabul came into the world, and Matam, what's the source for that? So the Pasuk says, in regards to the Mabul, Bayoyim Hazen, Nifku Komayinois Tahim Rabba, and the Pasuk over there says, Beferosh, on the 17th of the second month, which at least according to some sheet, this is referring to Cheshvan, and so we see the 17th day of Cheshvan is a day for rain. Rabbi Marzmina quoted Rabbi Blazer B'Shem Rabbi Shaya that halacha k'mishu ayim b'shalosh mar cheshvan shalos hagashamim, the halacha is according to Manda Amar, that on the 3rd of Cheshvan we start asking for rain, we start saying the same Talmatar, asking more of v'lom le'am Rav Meir, why didn't he just say the halacha is like Rav Meir, because this is Shitas Rav Meir, and the answer is, it's Tanya Tanya M'chalef. We actually have Braisa which switches around the Shitas and holds that this is not Rav Meir's Shita, it's somebody else's, and therefore, instead of just attaching a name to it, he simply said the Shita that it's on the 3rd of Mar Cheshvan. Now the Gemara discusses the bracha of rain. The Gemara and brachas tells us that when it rains, we have to say bracha of hatov ha-metiv, and so the Gemara asks, how much rain needs to fall? Then now a person says, okay, now we make this bracha. So Rav Chiya says, in the beginning it's kedei revia. Revia literally means a penetration, meaning when the rain goes into the ground, and we're explaining that term at the end of the Gemara, and dal domen beis on the top, ubesayf at the end, meaning if you hadn't made a bracha yet, kedei sheyaduchu p'nei ha-karmid, it has to be enough rain for a brick to be able to start disintegrating because there's so much rain. This is referring to brick which is not fully baked in a kiln, so it's not hard enough yet. In such a situation, a person make a bracha a little bit later on. Now we have different shita. Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Shmuel says b'shem b'shem ben Lakesh b'tchila k'day revia. In the beginning is k'day revia, and b'sayf k'day shetishra magufa. At the end, meaning later on, has to be enough rain that the magufa sachaves, which is like the earthenware clay cover of a barrel, starts disintegrating. And the question is, v'yesh magufa nishres? Is there such a thing that the earthenware cover of a barrel disintegrates? Why did it just start falling apart? These were usually baked in a kiln, and they were strong and solid, and they're not just going to disintegrate and start crumbling because they're in rain. So the Gemara clarifies, you're right. Elo roina saki ilu hishruya. We view it, it's as if it was soaked and wasn't strong enough that it would crumble. So that's how much rain has to fall for us to be able to make a bracha. Again, that's later on in the season. Rabbi Yehuda says b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda quotes Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shmuel. Debetchilu k'day revia ubasayf afilu kol shehu. In the beginning, it has to be enough to be revia to penetrate the ground. But at the end, even a little bit of rain would be sufficient, and that's all. Now the Gemara deals with a totally different understanding of the machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says b'shem Rabbi Zeira lehefsek tainus nemra. This whole machlokes is in regards to stopping a fast, as we had mentioned briefly just before, and we're going to see later on as well, that if it didn't rain by a certain time, so then we're going to start a series of fast days, when is it that we're going to stop those fast days because it started raining? So that's what these previous machlekes are about, regarding how much rain has to fall in order to be able to stop it. Rav discusses Rav Chizkiya, Rav Tanchum, Rav Adbar Avimi, that's Prabar Girsa, Havin Sivin, they were sitting, and Amram Nachum, Rav Adbar Avimi, he told him, let me stop the bracha nemra, isn't logical that this whole machlekes is regarding when to say the bracha? So Amrali, he told him, and yeah, you're 100% right. Then, Amrali, Rav Chizkiya, Rav Adbar Avimi, Rav Chizkiya told Rav Adbar Avimi, let me stop the bracha nemra, isn't logical logical this is talking about Lehefsek Tainus, when to stop a fast day. And so Amalei told him, and yes. So Amalei asked him, Vlama Amris Leachin, why did you say that? At first you told Rav Nachum that what he's saying is correct. Now you're telling me that what I said is correct. So who's correct? Both of us can't be. So Amalei responds to Rav Chizkiya, Duhu Nag B'shitas Rabbe. Rav Nachum holds like his Rebbe, and so that's why I said that he's correct. But in truth, I agree with you. Now Amar Rabban Rav Chizkiya, Rav Man told Rav Chizkiya, Manu Rabbe, who's Rav Nachum's Rebbe? So Amalei told him, Rav Ze'ira, Amalei. So Rav Man told Rav Chizkiya, Afanan or Rav Yaisa B'shem Rav Ze'ira. But we also said Rav Yaisa in the name of Rav Ze'ira, Lehefsek Tainus Nemra, as regards to stopping a fast day, so we still have a problem on our hands. It can't be that Rav Nachum was saying the name of his Rebbe, Rav Ze'ira, because our quote, which is not like him, was in the name of Rav Ze'ira. What do we do with this? And the Gemara doesn't answer the question. Now we continue discussing this bracha over rain. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Cheskel Amar, he says that Hachin Hav Yecheskel Ab Mevarcha Yiriska Shamim. This is what Yecheskel, my father, used to say when rain fell. Yiskadav Yiskadash Yisbarich Yisraimam Shimcha Makenu Al Kol Tiba V'Tiba Sha'atmar Lanu, for each and every drop that you bring down for us. Sha'atmam Neon Zumizu, that you hold them back from each other. You mean you prevent them from crashing into or commushing with each other? Because if they do, that would ruin the world. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Ki Yigara Nitvei Mayim Yezaiku Matar Le'edai, for he's Yigara, he holds back drops of water, and so that's the bracha, that he prevents them from bumping into or combining with each other. And this is similar to the following, Kamadat Amar, like you say in the pasuk, V'nigra Mer Kecha, and it'll be withheld or held back from its value. So we say V'nigra means to hold back. Now Amar Vyudan Avid Ram Tanya, or Vyudan the father of Tanya said, it's not only this, Elosh Umayridan Mimida, Hashem also brings rain down in good measure. Shemar, because the pasuk says, Umayim Tikin Mimida, and water he prepared with a measure. And a story, Rabbi Yosef Bar Yaakov, Salkam Vakla Rabbi Yudin Mugdalaya. Rabbi Yosef Bar Yaakov went up to visit Rabbi Yudin Mugdalaya, Adhu Tamana, when he was there, Nachas Metra, started raining. And Shama Kali Omar, he heard his voice saying, Elif Alafim Anu Chayavim Lahaydes Lashim Chamakenu, 1,000,000s, we have to think to your name, our king, Al Kol Tipi Vitipi Shat Marid Lanu, for every single drop that you bring down for us, Shad Goemal Tevil Chayavim, you bring good upon people who are Chayiv, meaning even though we're not so good, we might be guilty, you still give us good. Now Amarle, so he asked Rav Yudan, Hadam Anlach, well, how do you know this? Where do you get such a bracha from? Amarle, so he responded to him, Hachin Havarub Simon Rebbe Mvarcha Yiriz Kishamim. This is what my Rebbe, Reb Simon, used to say. This was his bracha when rain fell. Now we'll go back to discussing this term of revia, of rain penetrating and going into the ground. So that's the Gemara now tells us, V'kam Gisham Yerdu V'hei Bahem K'dei Revia, how much rain has to fall, and that's considered K'dei Revia, that now we're able to make a bracha. And the answer is, M'loi Kli Machzak Shlesha Tvachim, the amount that's enough to fill a Kli of 3 Tvachim, so it's basically 3 Tvachim of rain, if you will. Divrei Amar, that's Amar's opinion, or Rebbe Yehuda says, B'tchila Tafach, the first rainfall, 1 Tafach, U'b'shniya Tvachayim, and the second rainfall, 2 Tvachim, U'b'shlishas, and the third rainfall, Shlesha Tvachim, 3 Tvachim. Now, Tani, we have a Brisa, Rebbe Shimon Elazar Amar, he says, Ein Lecha Tafach Shu Yard Mil Malon, you don't have a Tafach of rain that comes from above, meaning from the heavens, from Shemayim, She'ein Aretz Mal Tvachayim Kenegdai, that the ground doesn't bring up 2 Tvachim of water from below. We know that there's Mayim Elyonim and Tachtayim, there's upper and lower waters, and so every Tafach of grain that comes from above causes 2 Tvachim of water from below to rise up. And Umatam, what's the source for this? So the Pasuk says, Tahayim Al Tahayim Kar L'Kol Tzinei Recha, the depth to the depth calls out to the sound of your tzinairis. Now, tzinairis are like pipes, so that's the water coming from above, and tahayim el tahayim is referring to the waters of the deep, and since we have a double lashon, we see that every time we have one measure, that would be one tefach of water coming from above, that causes two measures, or two tefachim of water, to come up from below. And furthermore, Amar Levi tells us, hamayim el yonim zacharim atachtayim nekevas, the upper waters are male, and the lower waters are like the female. Matam, what's the source for this? So the pasuk says, tiftach eretz v'yifru yasha, the earth is going to open up, and it's going to be Pyra Yasha, which is Lashon of Prey Ureve. It's going to bear fruit of Yasha, of Yeshua, salvation. And the Drasha is Tiftach Eretz, Kana Keva Hazoz Shehi Paisach Slefnei Azachar, like this female who opens up for the male, and V'yifru Yasha, Zupiria Revia, that's being fruitful and multiplying, like males and females. Utztaka Tatsmiach, the Pasuk says, Yerizus Geshamim, this referring to Geshamim, Ani Hashem Barasev, I'm Hashem who created this, says the Pasuk, namely, Lekach Barasev, it's for this reason that I created it, Litikuna Yeshua Shel Olam, the fixing up and the settlement and the welfare of the world. One more idea regarding this, Rav Acha, V'tani La, B'shem Rav Shimon Gamliel, some taught in there of Gamliel, V'lo Menekar Shema Revia, why is it called Revia? As we had translated, it means penetrating, Shehi Roi Va'as Esa Aretz, it penetrates the ground, like a Zachar and an Akeva, and again, that's also why the Pasuk that we quoted previously, a bearing fruit, because it's like a male and a female. We're going to stop it for the day, and pick up tomorrow, continuing the same discussion, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.